Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Next month, we'll celebrate his 19th year as a member, and we couldn't do without him. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. He's a former chairman of the entire business department at the dean at Temple University, and one of the world's greatest economist, recognized around the world in media and in his own field and here in our world. And he's the purveyor of the Small Business Optimism Index at NFIB and the gold standard for those things. And he's here today to talk to us about the March report. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure as always.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bill, I wrote an article recently, and I've talked quite a bit recently with folks about how the business media, you know, they're tired of talking about how the great things are, and they're already saying, okay, we've been, you know, this recovery, this expansion is a little long in the tooth. Surely there's a recession around the corner. You know, what could that be? What could that look like? You know, what would be causing those things? And they keep saying, when will the next recession hit? Blah blah blah. Meanwhile, they're not looking out on Main Street at all, are they?
No, they're not. Some of them do. A very good friend of mine who is very, very senior at the city said that she worried that we would talk ourselves into a recession.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
And that would be a silly thing to do.
That was the point. That was the point of my article. It's called Availability Cascade, where you see things so much and you hear things so much, you start believing it and making decisions off of that.
Right. Well, there's the old adage is you tell a lie often enough and then people believe it. So
that's right.
People start speculating, and then that everybody says, oh, maybe I should be careful. Maybe I shouldn't order the inventory. Maybe I'll wait to get that truck. And, of course, collectively, that slows the economy down.
Well, the point that I made in the article, Bill, was don't listen to those guys. Listen to your
right.
customers. Look around you. Check your position. What's going on around you? Are your customers coming back? Are they asking you for more? That's your indicator, not the media.
Right, and that seems to be what our small business people out there are doing. Because if you look, what I think is a great indicator is their hiring and their plans to hire
mm-hmm.
and what they're doing with wages. You know, those indicators in the small business sector say they have great confidence in the economy's ability to keep moving forward.
Well, your index is still above 100. It went up last time in March. Even though March was still in the tough first quarter that we just had, which was affected by, as you reported, was affected by weather and the government shutdown, and that whole first quarter had all kinds of headwinds on just unique to the quarter.
Yep, and we still did very well, and the index went up a teeny bit, which is the right direction we expected, and it delivered.
You know, even if we don't like the number, it was a tenth of a point. Even if we're not in love with the number, we like the trend, don't we?
Exactly. You know, it didn't go down. See, that's the good thing,
right?
Which we didn't think it would, but actually we expected it to go up a little bit more than that, heading back toward like 103 or somewhere in there. But
right.
We'll see. You know, we've got a new one in the field now, and a few weeks from this day, you and I will be chatting about, I think, a much better number.
I wonder, Bill, and I don't think you guys talked about it in your survey this week. I wonder if any of this is starting to be impacted by people knowing a little bit more about their taxes. See, I, for the first time in decades, I'm actually going to file my taxes on time this year. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure what happened, but somehow we got it done. And mine, you know, mine wasn't so bad. It was actually down just a little bit. My my effective rate was down 1% from the year before. So that was kind of good news. There's some other things that weren't so good inside of the law, but still, the overall rate was down a little bit. And so I wonder if that's impacting people. What do you think? Have you seen anything from that?
Well, it might. You know, we'll see. The last data I saw from the University of Michigan indicated that consumers were expecting their incomes to grow pretty reasonably, which is a good thing. And they didn't seem to be complaining that their incomes were being hammered by taxes at all. So that looked good. And and the net percent of them, net meaning we subtracted the bad views from the good ones, the net percent who think that the government policy is good has stayed positive, you know. And so the positive readings for the Trump administration are the first that we had since, you know, the early 2000s.
Right.
So they're not complaining about that either.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is going to stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.